Okay. Rabbi Simon gave a shiur on Davar Charif. So this is packet 22. So just as sikkum of the shiur, so the first thing I just laid out several points. And the first one is, in Chulon Daf, Kofir Aleph, Kofir Beis, there is one of the makoros for Davar Charif. And the Gemara talks about, it's known that you cut with a fleshach knife. And you're also to eat that snow and that radish with kutach, with milchix. So what is that halacha? That halacha basically means that if you have a davar charif and you have duchta de sakina, which means a sharp food and the pressure of the knife, those two things together make it that you can't rely on the heter of nat bar nat. Right? In the case of the snow, what happened? You had fleshach went into the knife. And then from the knife, it went into the tznon. So it should be a naparnat. But since it's a davar charif and dochet sakino, there's no heter of naparnat. That's the Gemara in Chulon on the Kofir Aleph, Kofir Beis, that the din of davar charif trumps the din of naparnat. There is another Gemara of davar charif in Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Tes. And that is talking about a sakin trefa, which is an eno ben yomo. And you cut something called chilthus. Chilthus is a very, very sharp type of plant or food. So the halacha is that the chilthus is aser. The bliya of trefa, which is coming from this eno ben yomo knife, is going to go into the chilthus. And the chilthus is so sharp, it's going to make that tamas gam l'shvach. It's going to be mechali l'shvach. And therefore the chilthus is aser. So here we have another klal of Davar Charif, that by Davar Charif there's no din of Nosin Tam Lefgam. So we just learned Davar Charif trumps two dinim. Davar Charif and Chulin trump by the Tznon, trumps the din of Napar Nat. And in Avodah Zarah by Chiltus, it trumps the din of Nosin Tam Lefgam. So the Rush in Avodah Zarah has a discussion regarding when the Gemara has this halacha of Chiltus that trumps the din of Nosin Tam Lefgam. Does that apply to other Dvarim Charifim or only Chiltus? Chiltus was very, very sharp. The Gemara says that when animals would graze and eat Chiltus, it would burn holes in their stomach and make them trefas. Okay? So he quotes a machlokas. He quotes a Truma of the Marami Rutenberg. The Marami Rutenberg quotes the Sefer HaTruma. The Sefer HaTruma says Chiltus is lav dafka. The halacha of the Gemara applies to other Dvarim Charifim as well. Not just Chiltus. The Marami Rutenberg is noted to think that it's Dafka Chiltus, but Lamaisa, even he, Haskins Lachumra, like the Sefer HaTruma. And it's no surprise that when, if you look at the next thing over here, D, that the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Sefer HaTruma. And what's the halachan Tadi Vav Sif Aleph? Snown or Silka, which is another Davar Charif, which is not known, it's not mentioned in the Gemara, that you cut with a fleshach knife, which is a ben yomo, or not clean, eno mekunach knife, is aser, v'yesh omrim, that even if it's an eno ben yomo, and even if it's clean. So you see that we're paskining that even an eno ben yomo, even it's going to, that the Davar Charif, even by Shad Dvarim Charifim, is trumps both dinim. It trumps the din of Naparna, and even eno ben yomo. And the Shulchan Aruch and Tzadi Vav Gimel.
Rabbi, who said that previous and I missed it?
The Rosh?
No. The right after the Maharam.
We did a Gemara in Chulin, we did a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. We did a Rosh who quotes the Sefer HaTruma and Marami Rutenberg. He basically quotes the Truma of the Marami Rutenberg. The Rosh was his Talmud. And then we quoted the Shulchan Aruch, who's passing basically Yesh Omrim like the Sefer HaTruma, to be Machmir. That's what we did so far. And now the Shulchan Aruch, a couple of Sifim later, in Tzadi Vav Gimel, he likewise says, Tavlon Shenidocha B'Meducha Shabasar Ben Yomo, that you crushed these Tavlon of Basar, which Ben Yomo, he says, it's Asar Titan with Cholav, V'Yesha, and the Ramayah is Yesh Omrim Afil Eno Ben Yomo, even it's an Eno Ben Yomo, still, because the din of Davar Charif, of Tavlon, or Shadavar and Charif are going to trump the din of Eina Ben Yom, Trump the Din of Nosin Tam Lufgam. It's going to be Mechalia L'Shvach. So, not surprisingly, that the Shulchan Aruch, you know, brings down the Chumra here. After all, even the Maharam, who was Nota L'Kula, L'Maisa Pasim L'Chumra, the base mayor, Rabbi Simon quoted, says that when we're Machmir, with these two Chumras together, that we have Nat Bar Nat, and it's also an Eina Ben Yomo, by other Dvarim Charifim, not known, he thinks stacking all these Chumras together is only a Din L'Chatzchila. But B'di'eved, if you have all these, you have, it's not it's known, and it's an Eina Ben Yomo, and it's a Nat Bar Nat, then B'di'eved, he feels, you could be Mekil. So that's what he says. B'di'eved, if I say you cut B'tzolim with a milchic knife, you cut onions or garlic, whatever, you cut with a milchic knife, and the stam knife is an Eina Ben Yomo, and then you put it into a K'der Shavasar, mutter, even if you don't have Shishim. He feels this, you don't have to stack up the Chumras that much on a L'chatzchila level. You know, only L'chatzchila, but on B'di'eved, you don't have to stack up the Chumras so much. In the Packer, as Rami didn't quote, there are different Rabbi Krieger and Prim Gadim says, so also discussing, you know, parameters when you have to stack up all the Chumras, when you don't have to stack up the Chumras. But Rabbi Simon this year, he quoted the Space Mayor. That's what we're going to discuss. Now, Rabbi Simon also quoted an interesting story, quoted the Mokar Baruch, a Maisa with Rav Chaim Volozhin. And the story goes like this, that there was a lady who came to Rav Chaim Volozhin and she had it snow, she had a radish. And she cut it with a milchic knife and she used it with sleishas. And she wanted to know, what's the halacha? So Rav Chaim Volozhin asked her, you know, what type of radish was it? Was it a white radish or was it a black radish? Or black radish. So the lady said it was actually a white radish. So Rav Chaim Volozhin said, oh, it was a white radish? You're in luck, it's mutter. Because white radish is mutter. And she left and she was happy. Meanwhile, all the Talmidim who are like, you know, going to be the Gedolah, you know, the Mishkanus Yaakov, you know, all the his Talmidim who are sitting there, were looking at each other and like, where did that come from? White radish, you know, black radish, mehechi tasty. That's such chilukim like this. So Rav Chaim Volozhin saw them and he says, you know something, it's good you're here because I have an opportunity now to teach you a Kabbalah that he has from the Vilna Gaon in Paschal and Shilas. And he says like this, the Vilna Gaon says that if a Moira Hora is confident, it's nira bevadei u'bar that a halacha is a certain way, then that's how he should paskin. He shouldn't be mevatel daito. He should paskin this way. But if what he thinks, and he's positive about this stuff, but it's negative Shulchan Aruch. So what the Gaon said to do is make an okimta in the Shulchan Aruch. Even if it's not such a eisen or okimta, even if it's an okimta kal v'rafoi, just so you can say the Shulchan Aruch was talking about case A, I'm talking about case B, and this way you're not the favorite going in egg of the Shulchan Aruch. So Rav Chaim Volozhin felt that really it was mutter. The Shulchan Aruch says radishes, so he made an okimta. This lady had a white radish. From his stomach, you know, the Shulchan Aruch, obviously he lived in Eretz Yisrael, so he probably only dealt with black radishes, not white radishes. So he made an okimta, so his psak wouldn't be neged the Shulchan Aruch, because he thought that the halacha really was is that it wasn't osin tam. So that was the interesting story of Rav Chaim Volozhin, as it pertains to Davar Charif. Now moving on to the next inyan is Davar Charif Bebishol, and the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Gimel Sevav says he quotes the Yesh Misha Omer. That if a person puts pilpilin, these peppers, they're dvarim charifim in a kedera which has a bli of iser in it, an asr kedera. Even though the kedera is an Eina Ben Yomo, he says it's still going to be asr because the charifus is going to be mashva the bli al shvach, the same way that it did by duch the sakina. So bishul is not going to be worse than duch the sakina, and therefore or basically the Ein Aven Yom or Bliyas Isser in the Pat will come into this, the Pilpulin, and it'll be Mechal Shvach, and the Pilpulin are now Osir. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Good. Now, Rabbi Simon did quote that Rav Abadi has an interesting chiddush. Rabbi says that if you're Mavash, basically, Rabbi says, if you're Mavash Lodavar Charif, so he feels that the Bishol is going to take away the Charifus in the, it's going to be Masalik the Charifus in the Kedera, and therefore the time that comes out of the Kedera, it won't Aser. It won't, the Pilpulin, it will be Masalik the Charifus of the Pilpulin, and by the time comes out of the Kedera, it won't come in contact with the Davar Charif because the Bishul will already have compromised the Charifus of the food. And therefore, he basically feels that it's going to be Mutter. The Shulchan Aruch just said it's Asr. So basically, the Ravadi is just saying what the Shulchan Aruch said is Asr is Mutter. So Ravadi asked him that. And he says, the Shulchan Aruch is talking about Pilpulin. So Pilpulin, Mustamar, they're like Charif and Beyoser. But by other things, you know, it wouldn't apply. Only by, this issue of Omer is only by Pilpulin. So Simon was saying that it could be that Ravadi kind of did, like, you know, kind of that story we just quoted about the Mekor Baruch, you know, he made an Okimt in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch is Pilpulin, not Dafka Pilpulin. So that was Ravadi's suck. Now, a very important caveat. The very important caveat to Bishol of Davar Harf is the Rashba. And I think there are more quotes to the Rashba, if I'm not mistaken. The Rashba says that when we talk about being Mavashel of Davar Harf, so not everything that has some onions in it is a Davar Harf. When we talk about being Mavashel Davar Harf, we mean the Ikar Michael is a Davar Harf. You know, it's onions. It's the whole thing. It's like you put pilpulin in the pot. But if let's say it's eggs, and in the eggs you put some garlic or onions, that doesn't count as dvarim charifim, because that's a tafel. The ikar is the eggs. The dvarim charifim are just additives to the eggs. This halacha will apply only when the basic maichel is a davar charif. Not when the basic maichel is not a davar charif, which just has some spices in it. Okay. The last inyan, so to speak, that I think Rabbi Simon mentioned was going from kalim into a food. Just, you know, what's the halacha there? You know, food, and we always discussed it goes from a kli into a food, and then the food, you know, and now what's the halacha of the food? What if we extended a step? Could the food now put it into a kli, and then will that kli become asr, and then asr other food? So we have a couple of makoros. You know, the Chachmas Adam in Taroves Klalnun Vav. So he says, he's talking about if someone cuts a davar charif with a kosher knife, but the counter that he's cutting it on is a treif counter. You know, people would stop off in hotels, and there are non-Jews there, and they're always in the same space. So he says, if you cut a davar charif on a klishal iser, so it's going to be maflet from the maflet from the kli into the food. So it's going to go from the counter and after the food. Even though my davar charif was kosher and my knife was kosher, but somehow I don't really understand it. But somehow the pressure of the knife going through and hitting the counter as davar charif will make the blia go from the counter into the iser blia go into the food. That's the Chachmas Adam. And then the other thing, I think Rabbi Simon may have mentioned it in a later shir, you know, when he referred back to this shir, was the Mogen Avraham and the Eben HaOzer. And they talk about the following. They talk about if you cut a davar charif with a, either a fleishach or a milchach knife, let's say a fleishach knife. So, good. So now that davar charif is fleishach. And now, can that davar charif be pulling its blia into a kli? So what's the classic example? A food processor. You have a fleishach onion, and that fleishach onion made its way through your food processor. Is your food processor now fleishach? Can I use that food processor for other things that are pariv? Or now everything that touches that food processor is going to be fleishach, and I can't use it for pariv things. So the Magen Avraham is Machmir. And then Eben HaOzer goes to Magen Avraham and he argues on the Magen Avraham and he holds that it's like a Tam Sheni. You can see his whole cheshbon there. It's like a Tam Sheni and therefore it would be Mutter. And therefore the food processor, according to the Eben HaOzer, wouldn't be Fleshach. According to Magen Avraham, it would be. Okay? And I think that takes care of packet 22.